Colorectal.
Is
a colorectal doctor.
Yeah, yeah, we got that. We can play that for you. That's a very Irish song. It.
Y'all have a great St. Patrick's Day, and again, congratulations, buddy. We're all proud of you.
And as we are in love with your little family there, you and Dinah and Gracie and
Rupert.
Rupert.
Yes, sir.
The baby.
Yeah, he is. The pictures that you post are just incredible.
He's a handful, but he's just, you know, he'll shred everything, and then he just looks at you and wags his tail. And
yeah.
He's like, how can I be mad at you? Look at that pornum.
Exactly. They know how to manipulate you, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right,
man, thanks.
Great afternoon. Let's take a look at cars before we go to SRN News here at the top of the hour. Maybe Jacqueline will be in the next traffic update. At Jack Ingram, we wrap up the week by visiting the Value Car Lot. For those of you who are shopping for a new driver in the family, extra wheels for home or business, they have some great deals on cars. First of all, if you're going to shop used, and they don't put their name on anything at Jack Ingram unless they're certain this car is ready to deliver a large number of reliable driving miles. This 2002 Lexus RX 300, I love this thing because I owned one of those when it was a 2002 Lexus. And you felt like king of the road, man. It was just, you know, luxury is timeless. And that was one of the first cars to offer some of the more advanced features. So check it out. You can get this beautiful, it's a 21-year-old vehicle that's in mint condition, and you can drive off the lot for $115 a month with the online deal at Jack Ingram. A 2009 Volkswagen Jetta. Yes, you can still buy a great car in great condition for under $10. This one's $88.91 or $151 a month with the online deal. Jetta's a great starter car for a new driver. They also have a Kia Soul, a 2017 Jeep Patriot. All of these vehicles right at or just below $200 a month with the online deal. New to the inventory, 2019 Ford Fiesta. That's a nice car. Mrs. Britterbuttle had one of those, but then she went over to Jack Ingram and found a Corolla that she liked, so she's driving that. You can even make the Mercedes dream come true. You got a 2012 Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It's only got 42,000 miles on it. It's been driven 4,000 miles a year at the most.
Right.
And you can get that. The online deal on that is $289 a month. And trust me when I tell you, Jack Ingram has vetted that car because they also sell brand new Mercedes-Benz there as well. You had six great brands, Audi, Volvo, Volkswagen, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche in one location on the boulevard along with the signature used and everything available for perusal at jackingram.com. All right.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street's week of turmoil closed with drops for stocks. The S&P 500 fell 1.1%. led by drops in First Republic and other banks. The Dow and NASDAQ also pulling back. This week has been a whipsaw for global markets as concerns worsen about banks following the second and third largest U.S. bank failures in history. The fear is that the trouble for banks caused by fast rising interest rates could drag the economy into a recession. The Dow is down 384 points to close at 31,861. The NASDAQ lost 86 to 11,630. The S&P 500 dropped 43 points to 3916. New York oil fell $1.61 to $66.74 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're still very busy everywhere. We got a new accident at Atlanta Highway at Arrowhead. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Around Montgomery right now, just a whole lot of traffic and very slow on I-85 north and southbound from the interchange out to East Boulevard and from Taylor to Chantilly. We've got slow traffic on 65 northbound from Northern Boulevard up to the Millbrook exit. All the accidents up that way have cleared, though. That's good news. And we've still got slow traffic on 65 northbound into Montgomery around Hope Hall. Had an accident there earlier causing some problems. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook's where friends meet. Home cooked meals are served. No one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzel Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Mosquito season is here. Call Pest Pro Services now to fight the bite. Did you know that a mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in 8 to 10 days? Let's take back your yard. I said, let's take back your yard. For more information, go to ppsriverregion.com or call Pest Pro Services today. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers. They're a one-of-a-kind jeweler in Montgomery, owned and operated by Troop Booth, a family business since 1977. It was started by Troop's grandparents, and he's owned it since 2015. He's the only employee. There's no overhead with other sales or support people. So he's able to do what he does best, and that's give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. If you click on their Facebook or Instagram page or go to their website, heirloomjewelry.com, click on any of the items. This is jewelry that tells a story. Some of the pieces we saw dated back to the 1800s and some even older than that. Fascinating stories behind the jewelry you want to buy or the jewelry you want to sell. Contact Troop. He is an expert. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2. By appointment only. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention you can click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry on their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive. Call 260-0666.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of the abduction of children from Ukraine. Court says Putin is, quote, allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of children and the unlawful transfer of children from occupied areas of Ukraine. President Biden calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose much tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks, including clawing back compensation and making it easier to bar them from working in the industry. Protesters disrupting traffic, garbage collection, and university classes once again throughout France. Critics and opponents and labor unions are blasting the president's decision to raise the retirement age in France. This is SRN News.
Be real, retirement is expensive and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Now back to Dog Jeopardy and your host, Alex Trebark. We move on now to Double Jeopardy. Sparky, you had the low score at the end of the last round. Choose a category, please.
All right.
Horticulture for 200. The tough exterior covering of the common birch tree. No, I'm sorry. We cannot give that to you. It must be in the form of a question. What is bark? Sparky, you still have control of the board. Taboos for 600. And the answer is the new sofa and the poodle next door.
All right.
Correct. What are two things you're not allowed on? Personal hygiene for 200. The answer is... because they can. Scruffy. No. Bon Bon. Correct. The answer is, because they can. The question, why do dogs lick their... Oh, and that means we're out of time. We'll return with Final Dog Jeopardy, where our category will be Scratch and Sniff, right after this.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Okay.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
More insanity from this world we are living in right now. And once again, let's stir up some RH, as we used to call it on WLS, racial hatred. And almost every time one of these situations happens, you know deep in your gut that it was not an incident involving race. It was somebody trying to create a racial situation by putting swastikas somewhere or promoting lynching or some other thing. Not that, obviously, those things were horrible. But these days, when you hear about them, it's best to reserve judgment until they get to the truth. And it almost always turns out. In fact, I can't remember the last time it didn't, to be somebody stirring the pot. 60-year-old black man arrested in Atlanta last month after he vandalized a historic Baptist church with spray-painted imagery of swastikas as a hanging. Atlanta police arrested James McIntyre in connection with the vandalism after surveillance cameras caught him tagging Providence Missionary Baptist Church on Benjamin Mays Drive, according to Fox 5 in Atlanta. Officials said that during the investigation, they found that McIntyre was sitting across the street from the scene of the crime, like an arsonist does. You know, they go to watch the fires they start. But in the meantime, what happens is, swastikas were painted on historic Baptist church. Racism and white people and and it just goes on and on. And then they find out, no, this was done by a person of color. And you wonder, what were they thinking? Some of the messages, including devil worship, 666, apostate, Satan and sin. And by the way, just to be fair, I just saw a piece on a church in Illinois where they are fasting from whiteness for Lent.
Oh, brother.
I got to tell you, here's our national anthem.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny part.
What does that even mean? Hey, if I suggested, hey, you know what? You should fast from your blackness. I would be crucified. For
reason.
A comment like that.
And it's a stupid comment any way around.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to what now? For Lent, I should fast from my whiteness?
And
what the hell does that even mean?
What do you even do?
Well, there's somebody at the pulpit here who might be able to offer some insight on this.
No, in this fast from whiteness, of course, I cannot change the color of my skin or...
Well, you just answered your own question there, you nitwit, you twit, you silly person. What are you talking about? From my whiteness.
Dude, she's as white as the driven snow.
I could comb my hair in the reflection of her forehead.
The way that that allows me to move through the world, but I can change what I listen to, whose voice I prioritize. And so that is kind of the plan for our worship services through Lent.
You know what? If I'm in a church and somebody's up at the front, giving me that.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Yep.
Since when did this become... what church? What church includes this in a homily?
Well, I would hazard a guess, but it's... You don't usually find, like, a woman dressed in clerical robe. Not saying that they can't be.
This video is attendant to this article by this. And this guy should be charged with a hate crime. If we're going to have that kind of a law, then he, we all know those are designed to go after one group in particular. But if somebody's out there faking a race hate crime, they should be under the jail.
Like Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
Why is that son of a bitch still running around?
You tell me. Even the people that did it, they interviewed them the other day.
I know, I knew, and I said it the morning that story broke because it happened early in the morning. And I said, I'm reading this, and I said, I don't believe this actually happened.
Yep.
I lived in Chicago for 26 years. People do not go out on 15 below zero mornings to the nearest subway. They just don't.
And it's not MAGA country.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
MAGA country.
Yeah.
So it's all nuts. And yet, here we are.
Right, 515. Here we
are. When you need your home or business secured, you should not have to sacrifice security because of this wonderful, thriving economy we're in. Go with Applied Security and save on monthly monitoring, starting under $30 a month. Mark and Vicky are local. They've been doing this for a long, long time, four decades. They're terrific people. And they would love to hear from you, whether it's your home, business, or a piece of property you would like monitored. Give them a call, and they will get to work on a system that's easy to work with and very effective, like the one that's been protecting us here since 2003. I don't think we've hit the 20-year anniversary quite yet. But only with minor tweaks over 20 years, and it's still as effective as it ever was. You don't want to try and breach it, because everybody between Eastern Boulevard and Perry Hill Road will know that something's going on, and we get immediate response from our monitoring service.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to know our password. Because sometimes somebody forgot to pull the back door completely tight. The system is on, and if there's motion and that back door was not completely closed, it's going to let you know.
Yep.
So whatever you need, whether it's monitoring, video surveillance, they can help you. 279-8338 is their number, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We'll get Rich's forecast after we talk to Doug.
Greg, you are a racist because you're white, and what's worse than that? You're the older white man. Is very successful in your career.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's all going against me.
Eddie, I think I hear Eddie in the background.
Yeah,
Eddie, I'm here, boss. Eddie, you're a racist because you're a country boy and you live on the water. You know, black folks.
Thank you for the call, Doug.
See you, Doug.
All right, let's see if Jacqueline, she was on the air with us. Right after she was in a fender bender on Atlanta Highway, and we've been kind of... She's okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
I wonder how the police worked that, because she was rear-ended, but then that person was rear-ended.
Right.
So the car in the middle, I mean, they both should get a ticket.
Everybody's at fault. Actually, in Alabama, I think we're a no-fault state.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. But I did find you some corned beef and cabbage.
Well,
Rich has posted a picture on Instagram.
Have you seen that? Worked on that all day.
Did he make it?
It looks incredible.
Oh, yeah. No, Rich is a very good cook. And he's very traditional. And making a meal like that reminds him of his mom and dad and his family in Ohio and growing up. And it's very therapeutic. I have made corned beef and cabbage, but it's been a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, cabbage always makes the house smell so good.
My mom used to make corned beef and cabbage years ago.
My grandmother made sweet and sour cabbage along with pork chops that she did in a caraway seed in a frying pan, and she made the best dumplings. They were amazing.
Mm.
They were like cumulus clouds that landed on your plate.
So fluffy.
And they were so good. And I remember my mother tried for years to replicate grandma, because grandma, like a lot of women from that era, did it by hand and memory.
Just knew. That's right.
And my mother just could never make them as good as she did, but she kept trying. I miss that. Knedlicky and Zelly, I think, was the Bohemian name for the dish.
Ooh.
All right, let's see what's happening on the roads. Jay Quillen, what's going on?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, a little bit earlier, we told you about an accident Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard. That one's a mess. Five vehicles involved there, and we're seeing a backup in both directions there because of that accident. We still have very heavy traffic going out of Montgomery on 65 northbound across the Alabama River Bridge and Northern Boulevard. Give it a traffic on 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville, and Taylor Road very busy this afternoon, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound. Front Porch Grill and Millbrooks, where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours tonight before ending late tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It turns windy and cold late tonight, low 40. Saturday is a very brisk day, chilly with a high in the mid-50s, then colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March, high 52, mostly sunny. And I think we'll be down around 31 on Monday morning on the first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota Construction Equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Ugh.
Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
By request. Things that Southern women say.
I ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face?
You know, what's her nose?
I got to Googling and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb. She thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlighting.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines.
They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Lord, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
They're so country, they think a seven-course meal's a six-pack and a bucket of chicken. We got the hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
Wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm gonna have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm gonna have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm gonna have to break down getting them made.
Coming up a gully washer.
It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a pup with two tails.
I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties.
I'm gonna get me a Miley Cyrus belly.
Ew, my dog wouldn't eat that.
I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
I can't believe she said that in mixed company.
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor.
That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Get those roly-polies out of your mouth.
I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you gonna put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
All right. I think we just took care of our buddy Master Thespian there. I'm looking at pictures from the accident scene.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
And Donnie Turner's been listening. So I think, you know, this is how it works.
How okay? Matches are made.
Yeah. Wow. With everything else going on, too. So I will bring these two together.
He'll make Jared happy.
I believe yes. He will.
It is 5:24. So, again, sometimes it's not worth looking at a story that infuriates you. There's that Hyatt story, by the way, and good for Ron DeSantis. And, by the way, I saw a story today, somebody saying, I wish that it's mostly Trump. I mean, he kind of pushes DeSantis into a corner and makes him respond, just shut up. Stop with the Ron DeSanctimony. It's not funny. It's not clever. We don't need it. We don't need it. Ronald Reagan hate to say it, but, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, as good as things were, Reagan would have never. The Democrats had control of the House and Senate when Ronald Reagan was president, following that horrendous Jimmy Carter experience. Yet, he got them to enact the legislation that would he knew would work for America. He didn't have to have a majority. He didn't. He made it work. And it was the greatest damn decade ever. And then we had to take a big step back with George Herbert Walker Bush. Ugh, God. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. I can no longer say you're the best president in my lifetime because you've done a lot of things that just they never did to Ronald Reagan what they have done. They tried with the Iran-Contra. Well, Reagan was Iran-Contra. Half the people that say that don't even know what that was about.
Right, exactly.
But it was very much like Russian collusion and some of the other crap the Democrats pull. And that's what's frightening, because the media still has an audience and they can get away with this one-sided crap. And this is, it's not Donald Trump that's dividing the country, it's the media, and they're doing an incredible job. All right, we are at 527. What's this? Unmarked police car working accident just past Lake Forest. That's been into the trees. Oh, that's the Lake Forest area. That's not the Jacqueline one. Okay.
So there's more than one on the Atlanta Highway.
Yep. That's why I love this shift, because usually all the chaos and commotion is cleaned up and gone by the time I get out of here, you know?
Yep.
It's a nice thing about working this particular day. If there is something you would like to hear, 272-9228 is our number. We're right back.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Greg.
Yes?
All your little stories you tell about your life.
Yes.
It's a darn interesting out to write a book.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, my Florida magazine wanted something focused on St. Patrick's Day, so I wrote one called How I Became a St. Patriphobe. And it goes back to Chicago. The last year I lived there, I had always, you know, you got the Macy's Parade in New York, L.A. has the Rose Parade, Chicago owns St. Patrick's Day. They dye the freaking river green, even though it is normally green. It's really green on St. Patrick's Day. And the parade is long and spectacular, to say the least. And when I was a little kid, I used to think, God, I would love to be in that parade sometime, you know, a big shot. Mm-hmm. Mayor Daley, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So the last radio station I worked for in Chicago, surprised, it was like middle of February, said, guess what? We're in the parade this year. And we thought it was going to be the opportunity of a lifetime. A guy named Don Cox, who I later worked with in Florida, he was the big shot on the staff. He says, hey, I got traded someplace on the near north side. Let's all go get some cool clothes. So he shared his trade with us, and we all got really cool outfits. I had bell-bottom jeans with a brand new... Oh, it was great. So, St. Patrick's Day comes, and you never know. St. Patrick's Day, it could be snowing, it could be 80 degrees in Chicago. It's that capricious, the weather. Well, that day, it's cold, but it's still St. Patrick's Day. Parade starts at 11 in the morning, and we meet at the radio station, and the boss walks in and says, by the way, your outfits are over there, pointing to a stack of boxes in the corner. And we said, what outfits? Because we thought they had the station call letters spelled in white and green carnations. They spent $10,000 to arrange this float. They wanted the jocks on there. So we thought, all we got to do is look cool, which was easy for all of us to do.
And your bell bottoms and paisley shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We open up the boxes. He made us wear elf costumes.
Leprechaun.
Elf costumes. And I did have to wear green leotards for that.
Oh, please tell me there's a photo of that somewhere.
With turned up shoes. Elf shoes. And it's 38 degrees and windy. And this parade, all of a sudden, this goes from the fulfilled dream of a lifetime to the nightmare on State Street. Because this parade takes forever. So we all get on the float dressed in these ridiculous, with a hat, with a big feather, the whole nine yards. Red collar around the green. I look like Jiminy Cricket turned into a hippie. And there's six of us. We get on the float. We each have a look. I'm in the middle on the right side. At least I get to go by Mayor Daley's reviewing stand.
Did anybody else have a problem with this?
We were all, like, freaking out. Because he never told us. I think that's why he deliberately said, you're going to have to wear an elf outfit. This is the cool radio guy thing to do.
I probably said that earlier. Never happened. Last minute.
Yeah. Oh. So, and then the parade. We're like towards the back of this thing, and we're crawling down State Street in this cold weather. Cox is passing around a flask full of bourbon. We're all getting hammered, you know, as the parade's going down.
A drunk leprechaun.
Drunken leprechauns prancing around a radio stage. And by the time we got to Mayor Daley's reviewing stand, I am on this float grinding my knees together so I don't wet my pants in front of the mayor of Chicago. And St. Patrick's Day has never been the same since.
We're men, manly men, we're daily tights. Yes! We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men.
I hate St. Patrick's Day.
We rob from the rich and give to the poor, that's right. We may look like pansies. But don't get us wrong or else we'll buy from ice.
Look, it's a gay stick.
We're men. We're men in tights. Right!
At least then, I mean, I would accept my termination before I would appear in public in a green leotard. And I'm not kidding about, I mean, you know, when it's cold, my bladder shrinks to the size of a change purse. And as we're at 3 miles an hour, over 2 hours, and the flask is getting passed around, we're all really, could not have looked like a very happy float. In fact, I think we became surly.
I imagine you did towards the end there.
Yeah. That was WEFM. WEFM. The big wee-wee.
Especially that day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, man. Seriously. There are no pictures anywhere that I know of that were taken that day. And I'm so glad. But it doesn't take much for me to think of myself in this green leotard, the green jacket, and seeing this giant wet spot in the middle. Because we barely made it. When we got to the end of the parade, the thing was still moving, and we jumped off because there was a restaurant there that we could go. And,
saw a sign.
Yeah. And there's people punching each other. I mean, it's typical Chicago. And everything turns into a brawl after enough booze. Lunacy. 535. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some truly incredible people, remember Clark's They're the best, man. I tell you what, we gave away a Clark's Club membership this morning, and yep. we do it every Friday, and you can win that just by calling Jay during the morning show Monday through Friday at 272-9228. Give them your first name and last initial. You'll be in that drawing. But you know what? For $180, the value you get with two annual tune-ups to your system, shopping for those a la carte, so to speak, you know, looking up names online, people you don't even know. Look, I've been with them for at least 12 years. Met them by accident because I was walking to the front door, and as I'm getting to the door, I'm splashing through the carpeting, and that doesn't seem right. For some reason, some invisible force, maybe it was God, said, go out the front door. And there, just two doors down, was a Clark's truck with a technician who had just finished some work. I approached him and said,
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
So he put his, grabbed his tools, came to the house, shut the water off. The next day, Clark's put in the water heater to replace the one that had ruptured. That made a heck of an impression. They have solved all kinds of plumbing mysteries. They have kept my air conditioning systems alive past their expected lifespan. And then last year, we bought a brand new one from them. And it's an amazing system with digital display. And what I really love is that you want to raise the temperature to 72 like I did the other day, because after that heart thing, I was cold. The results are immediate. It's not like sometimes with the older units, it's got to rev up and it's got to start doing this and that, and then you eventually notice there's a difference. This thing works quick. Love it. And very, very energy efficient. So call Clark's at 277-2125. If nothing else, make sure you've got yourself teamed up with them. So if something does happen, you'll know you have the best in the business on the way with one phone call. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Let's see. So waiting for police at the accident scene for 61 minutes, and her children are behaving beautifully while they're waiting. For 61 minutes?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. See if they're still starring. Skipper's update.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, it's looking like most of our heaviest traffic has gotten out of the city. We're still busy in a couple of spots. Taylor Road, very busy from Vaughn up to I-85 and I-85 from Taylor to Chantilly, that everyday backup there. Busy on East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound, and we still got a good bit of traffic on 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 northbound looking good all the way to the Highway 14 Fairview Avenue exit above Cobbsford Road. We still got some slow traffic there where the three lanes go into two. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
I'm Ellis Eskew from WAKA Channel 8. The SLE Rodeo kicks off today at Garrett Coliseum, and the best cowboys and cowgirls across the country come to compete. There's a stick horse rodeo at 5:45 with the rodeo starting at 7 p.m. The rodeo runs through Sunday. Go to slerodeo.com for tickets. MPD is investigating a homicide. 43-year-old Darius Mitchell was found shot in the 5900 block of Wellborn Place last night around 8 o'clock. He was pronounced dead on the scene. No arrests have been made. If you have any information that could help investigators solve this case, call MPD at 625-2831 or Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Arts in Motion 2023 is happening in downtown Montgomery Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This block party style event will be a joyous indoor-outdoor celebration on Dexter Avenue and Monroe Street. It's also free to the public. I'm Ellis Eskew from WAKA Channel 8.
All right, Eddie Bader is heading out, and Rosie and I are going to be. We got old Harold Delaney and what else? The colorectal surgeon for Bo. All right, that's going to come up next.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
Where? Coffee shop? We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SUMI to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SUMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SUMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours tonight before ending late tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It turns windy and cold late tonight, low 40. Saturday is a very brisk day, chilly with a high in the mid-50s, then colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March, high 52, mostly sunny. And I think we'll be down around 31 on Monday morning on the first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bo, this is for you.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. This is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. Praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Well, it doesn't shine very much on liberals. They live in darkness. Oh, and they're wetting themselves this afternoon because word has come out that Donald Trump will be arrested next week.
I don't believe it.
This is sickening. That one man, because he doesn't belong, as George Carlin says in that clip that Terry Adams turned us on to, the owners. Because this man came into power and was not a member of their little group in D.C., who did not rise up through the ranks. It wasn't his turn to be president. That he showed them all. They have been punishing him even before he won. They started with the spying. And everybody laughed and mocked him and all the late night hosts. They're all such jackals. And even though he's been out of office for over 2 years, they are deranged. And you know those prosecutors in New York, a couple of hate-filled liberals that are going to come up with something. Because as Chad told us recently, you know, the line that you can indict a ham sandwich is pretty true. This is hilarious. An arrest warrant issued for Vladimir Putin by the International Criminal Court. Yeah. I'm sure that has a lot of teeth. Next week, law enforcement agencies prep for a possible Trump indictment. What do they think that we're going to do? They think we're going to do what they would do if one of their own was indicted. That's why they're mirroring this dreadful outcome on the rest of us. Because that's what they do. They just don't know any better, and it's really, really sad. Really sad. I had a clip talking about presidents. Yeah, Trump. I want to thank Morris Drinnenberg and Mark Cumby, our great virtual producers, for their contributions. We are gradually becoming the Soviet Union. Unapproved opinion, you're in trouble, man. They will get you one way or another, and they will not give up until they do. And that is sickening. I never got a chance to play the Tucker clip, but I'm going to save that for next week because it'll still be viable. It gives you the history of this insane and phony climate alarmism. It's been going on for 60 years. Experts, right? The Earth is going to live. You'll hear people from 2003 predicted by 2008, it's all over. There's one a-hole that said the Statue of Liberty would have water up to her elbows by 2010. Nothing's changed. Nothing has happened. They're just full of beanie weenies. But how about this genius, the heartbeat away from the presidency? This is something I got on Twitter today from, I think Morris sent me this, Morris Drinnenberg. Here's a real genius.
What is the job of the vice president?
What is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is president of the United States. There's only one person who sits behind that resolute desk. And the decisions that that person has to make are the decisions that nobody else in the country can make. And he's an extraordinary leader.
Oh, my God.
What do you plan to do on crime in our city?
A lot. 9/11 was bad.
I agree with that.
It's an excellent answer. And the question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer.
answer is part...
What about our traffic problem?
9-11.
She does not know what the job of the vice president is. And frankly, with her mental acumen, that might be best.
We just have to pray that she... If they can come up with something, I mean, this Biden crime stuff is getting serious, although I have to be one of those until I see the perp walk. I'm not going to believe it. The idea that she could be that close is absolutely, it's disgusting, for one thing, because we all know how she got there. And it wasn't on merit. It wasn't on accomplishment. This business that we check boxes. By the way, you'll be pleased to know that finally a majority of the country wants Pete Buttigieg's ass fired. And we have had, I saw it on, I think it was CBS this morning, yet another close call at an airport. Because they're not hiring based on skill, they're hiring based on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's going to get people killed.
But he's concerned, Greg.
Well, that's a big upgrade from I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
He's concerned my ass. So there you go. That was, who was that with? That was from the Rubin Report, from Dave Rubin. And the Tucker thing is absolutely incredible because, as I said, you can make all the statements you want. They've got the receipts. They've got the people making the claims that this is going to happen by this day. Who was it? It was Prince Charles about 12 years ago that said we had 90 days. He's another freaking genius. But he'll be too busy being king.
Yeah, his family's about to implode.
Think so?
Oh, absolutely.
All this drama.
Harry's a ticking time bomb. And William is shacking up with his mistress. In full sight of the entire country.
Yeah.
Embarrassing his wife. Just.
Yeah. Well, let's do a little word association here. Royal.
Rectum.
Yeah. I think we got it. This will be our last traffic at 5:53.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got about 8 or 10 MVAs holding. That's motor vehicle accidents all over the city. They're trying to catch up and work all these, but it's just taking some time. We understand there's still a backup on Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard from an accident that had 5 vehicles involved in it earlier. Busy on East Boulevard, and we have a new accident, Troy Highway at Bell Road. Use caution there. They're calling that a minor accident. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down, get you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Join us for a slam dunk of winnings at Wind Creek Wetumpka. We're giving away $100,000 in one day during our March Money Mania event. Just visit between Wednesday, March 1st and Saturday, March 18th to get your free entry every day. Then be here for the drawings starting at 2 p.m. on the 18th when you can score big with cash prizes or in advance to the grand finale at 10 p.m. where you could win up to $20,000 cash exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
Wrapping up St. Patrick's Day with the president. This is what he thinks of the Irish.
I'm the only Irishman you ever met, though, that's never had a drink, so I'm okay. I'm really not Irish.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that. We will see you Monday morning with Rich and Jay.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there. It's a guy's house and you live in his room and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up, and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know?
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Yeah, sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why not?
And, of course, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, up on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying, you know, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know?